Well, as Justin said, hundreds of thousands were also left without phone and internet since Friday as well. Many are still without those vital services. Virgin Media Ireland say that around 1,000 of their customers are still waiting for services to be restored. We can speak to representatives of Air and Vodafone now. Fergal McCann is Chief Technology Officer with Air. Sheila Kavanagh is Vodafone's Network Director. You're both very welcome. Fergal, to you first. How many are still out and where is the worst hit?
Yeah, good morning, Audrey. So overnight, we have 77,000 homes and businesses without broadband. The worst hit areas will be pretty much the northwest into the Midlands. So Galway, Mayo, Roscommon, Leitrim, Sligo, Cavan, Monaghan, and up into Donegal are the worst hit at this point. We have been working tirelessly over the weekend, deploying generators, refueling fixed generators, and working across the industry to get access to some of those higher sites, you know, where there's significant blockage of trees that are impacting progress in those areas.
And the phone network, how many are still without that?
From a mobile perspective, we have recovered service to over 600 mobile sites, but we still have about 10% of our network that is dependent on power recovery and or fibre breaks. So our open air teams in particular have been dealing with extensive dangerous plant over the weekend with over 2,000 calls to our 1800 245 call on the line. And our teams have been making safe those and also focused on fibre restoration overnight and through the entire weekend.
Sheila, what's the situation for Vodafone customers this morning? How many are still out and where's worst hit?
Yeah, so good morning, Audrey, and thank you for your time. So we have about 30,000 broadband customers still off. And this is primarily because of power, because obviously you can imagine your broadband device has to be powered. And as we heard from ESB, there was 245,000 homes without power last night, and we anticipate that could run to 100,000 into next week. So look, we're continuing to work. As Fergal said, we're doing quite similar in Vodafone. We've dispatched 150 generators across different locations across Ireland, and we have been refueling them and moving them as much as we can. And from a mobile point of view, you know, we've 2,600 sites, about 5% of our sites out now. We're fully focused on recovering service as soon as possible, but notwithstanding that, the biggest impacting areas we're seeing in Galway, Mayo, Roscommon, Leitrim, Cavan and Monaghan. And can I just call out, there has been a huge community effort as well to support the national operators of the broadband services, even local farmers, supporting to move trees, as Fergal mentioned there earlier, and we're impacted quite similarly. We had a kilometre stretch of trees on the roadway where we had access to a site, and we're going to struggle to get access to that particular site. But farmers and people like that are assisting and helping. And we also have electricians in the local areas making up cables for generators and supporting us, as well as our own field teams who are working tirelessly to restore service.
But are you saying, just briefly, Sheila, that for maybe 100,000 people, or those are the people without power, but how many of them will be also be without broadband or their mobile phone services until next week?
Well, it very much depends on that 100,000 customers. Which are electricity customers, yes. May not all be Vodafone customers, but of the ones of those that would be Vodafone customers, if they are without power, unfortunately, because of the power gone in the home, they won't. Their CP, their modem, will not work. Mm-hmm. So that's the unfortunate situation that we're in, but we're trying to move generators to locations, you know, to support as much the backhaul part of the network and try and get service restored as soon as possible.
Thank you both very much indeed. Sheila Kavanagh from Vodafone, Fergal McCann from Air.